it's always great to get to know our local business owners and our local businesses and find out more about them, find out about the history of them and how things are going right now, because small businesses are the backbone of the economy of the United States of America. Hands down, period. I defy anybody to argue with me on that point. And with that, it's always good to visit with our own local businesses. And we have Jill Williams and Dustin Chapman from Goodfellas and the Goodfellas Trolley in the studios this afternoon. And we're going to talk a little bit about cigars. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Good. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
It is our pleasure. I love finding out more about our own small local businesses, because I truly believe that when I say that I think small businesses are the strength of the economy, and we've got to support them as much as humanly possible.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, so you own the brick and mortar shop downtown, right?
Yes, I do. So I purchased the brick and mortar cigar shop in February of 2022.
Okay.
So I've had it for about a year and a half now.
What made you buy a cigar shop?
So I was a customer in there for, I would say, ballpark 9 years.
Okay.
The previous owner, he had it for 18 years. He was, you know, he debated getting out of it for a couple years. We were on the golf course one day, and, you know, he asked if I wanted to buy it. You know, I was like, well, when you're really ready, let me know. He's like, I'm ready. So,
really?
You know, we got the ball rolling that quick. You know, so I'd been in it for years and jumped at the opportunity.
So you, a lot of background, obviously, a cigar aficionado, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but definitely enjoy them.
You appreciate a good cigar,
absolutely.
Let's put it that way.
Yes, no doubt about that.
There is nothing quite like having a fine cigar, relaxing on like a Friday or Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, just kind of chilling out and sitting back with a fine cigar.
I couldn't agree more.
What is the industry like?
Actually, COVID was the best thing that could have ever happened to
really?
The cigar industry.
Really?
And this is not just local. I mean, across the country, across the world, the cigar industry has absolutely had a boom since COVID. People were sitting at home with nothing to do, and tons of people got into it from there.
That's awesome.
People that had stopped had gotten back into it. And, you know, whenever you go to the trade shows, that's the number one thing is you can only create so many cigars because, you know, they're come from, you know, natural growing tobacco plants.
Right.
So, you know, the negative is kind of raised pricing because, you know, supply and demand. But as for people getting into it, it's skyrocketed in the last couple of years.
Like many other things, did COVID have a massive impact on the supply chain part of the cigar industry, or was it pretty resilient?
It was fairly resilient. You know, I guess it kind of went from previously you could get whatever you wanted. I mean, rare, not rare. If you wanted it, you could get it.
Right.
It's still a little tough. Like the rare stuff, it's much harder to get than it used to be. But for the most part, it didn't affect it too terribly bad.
That's awesome. Visiting with Dustin Chapman and Jill Williams from Goodfellas Fine Cigars in downtown Decatur and the Goodfellas Trolley, and that's where Jill comes in.
Yes.
So how did you get involved in all of this?
So I had the two trolleys from the city of Decatur.
Okay, and what possessed you to buy a trolley?
Not entirely sure.
Okay.
I knew that I wanted to open a small business. Kind of the original plan was a coffee shop.
Okay.
So I had heard that the city of Decatur was getting a grant for two new trolleys. Then my business brain just immediately went to, where are the old ones going?
Right.
So I reached out to the city of Decatur. They were wonderful. They, you know, worked with me. We came to an agreement. Ultimately, the coffee shop obviously did not work out. And then I just kind of landed on the mobile cigar lounge. So I don't know much about cigars.
Right.
I'm still learning.
That's okay.
So that's when I approached Dustin and said, hey, I have a bus and an idea and a business plan. And how do you feel about this? And we went from there.
It's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
I mean, I really, truly think. Did you guys know each other before
we
then?
We didn't.
Really?
No,
it was just
not at all.
She comes to you all of a sudden and says, I bought a trolley.
He probably thought I was crazy.
Let's make a mobile cigar bar. But it really is a truly unique endeavor. And the trolley looks, the one that you've got currently in use, looks, I mean, it looks like the trolley, but
yes.
Yet it doesn't. It's amazing.
And that's really thank you. That's really what we were going for. So we had to take it completely down to the frame.
Right.
So even though the exterior was aluminum, the frame was steel, and two different metals, they don't like each other.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got salt and everything like that from the winters in Illinois, right?
And they were on the road for 20 years.
Right.
So we took them completely down to the frame, and I found the big windows that you see in the trolley. And I told my contractor, I said, you know, basically build me a bus around these big, beautiful windows.
Right.
So that's kind of where the design came from. But at the same time, on the inside, we tried to keep a lot of that original charm. So we kept the wood paneling look. It's all new.
Right.
We've put up some of the original brass railings, all that kind of stuff, just kind of the wood, darker feel.
I remember decorating when I was working for Terry upstairs at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I remember decorating one of those for Christmas one time. And I always admired them. I thought they were always very, very cool. Mm-hmm. But what you've transformed this thing into is really something else.
Thank you.
So now the idea is that, you know, obviously you offer this up for rentals. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. How does this all work?
You mean if someone wants to
rent
it? Yeah,
yeah. I mean, is it for parties?
It can be for anything. Weddings, golf outings, parties, bachelor parties, charity events.
Corporate events, yeah, charity events. I mean, anything that, you know, cigars might or, you know, would pair with, birthday parties.
Yeah.
You know, people will have us out, we'll set up, and, you know, it's a cigar lounge that comes to you.
What do you have to do special when you're supplying the cigars? I mean, is there special equipment you need, or is it just you bring out stock?
I bring out stock from the shop.
Okay.
I mean, you know, for being out for a couple hours, it does not need to, you know, sit in a humidor, you know, like 24 hours a day necessarily.
Right.
So since it's, you know, completely, you know, taken care of in the humidors at the shop, it can come out for a couple hours. We do have a humidor on the trolley also. You know, so if, you know, it's like weekend events or something like that, you know, obviously, you know, we'll put them in there.
Yeah, you don't want to load and unload
exactly,
it all the time.
Exactly.
So. Visiting again with Dustin Chapman from Goodfellas Fine Cigars and Jill Williams from the Goodfellas Trolley. From your standpoint, you know, you're opening in this, you want to make sure as many people know about this as possible because it is available, but the party idea is really cool. Do you stick to Decatur pretty much central? Is that the main base of the operations?
We haven't done any events outside of Decatur so far. I think we're absolutely open to it. People in our local community would definitely get priority.
Sure.
Though. So, you know, we would love to stay here because it is the Decatur trolley. But yeah, absolutely. We're willing to travel.
How has response been to it so far?
Awesome. And honestly, I've never remodeled anything and it came out so perfect and just the exact way that I saw it in my head. So to see people react the way that they have been is just, it's amazing. It's a really, really good feeling.
Are you doing a lot of public events out there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to get it out there as much as we can and show people what we have to offer and kind of what it would feel like at their party. Every event that we've had so far, we're really trying to customize it.
Okay.
So as Dustin said, when you asked about what the inventory is like. So at Bike Night, he brings stock out, but we do have the potential to do custom items as well.
Okay.
So say that you wanted to have us for your wedding. We could do custom banded cigars.
Oh, very nice.
For your wedding. So maybe that's, an attendance gift for each of your guests or maybe, you know, during the reception, stuff like that.
I'll tell you what, to me, it's a brilliant idea. I mean, you know, because like I said, you know, you get the best of both worlds, but not only do you have the brick and mortar shop, but you can also take it to where people are. And, you know, do you have any events coming up that you're going to be at that folks and maybe can stop by and see it?
We have a handful of private events coming up.
Okay.
The public events, those kind of come in. We kind of fill in the gaps with those.
Okay. As seasonal as it rolls through.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes total sense. Well, I'll tell you what, it really is a cool thing. Like I said, and you, as you alluded to, you had it out at Bike Night out at the Friendly a week or so ago, and Dustin showed it to me. It is really an awesome setup. I think you guys have really hit on something. So if people want to find out, more about, you know, coming down, if they haven't been, and I'll be honest, it's been a couple of years since I've been in the shop, so I need to get in there because actually my humidor is empty at home. But if people want to find out more about the shop, but also find out more about hiring the trolley, how do they go about all this?
So they can either go to Goodfellas Mobile Cigar Trolley, our Facebook page, and they can direct message us through there, or they can stop into the shop and talk to Dustin, or they can call the shop.
Outstanding. And what's your hours of operation in, on Merchant Street in downtown Decatur?
So our hours are Monday through Saturday. We're only closed on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, 10 to 5. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 8. We've extended hours from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock within the last year. And then Saturdays, 10 to 4.
And do you still have all the, you know, people can still sit in the shop and relax and have a cigar, can't
they? Absolutely. So it is one of the last three lounges in Central Illinois.
Really?
Yes.
Correct. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's, yeah, one in Springfield, here, Champaign. But
and that's it.
Peoria and Bloomington have both lost theirs.
Wow, that's awesome. So good. Yeah, good to know that too.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. But yeah, yeah, more than welcome to come in, and you know, it's a public lounge.
And again, just go to the Facebook page for the trolley. Just look for Goodfellas Cigar Trolley.
Mobile Cigar Trolley.
Mobile Cigar
yes.
Trolley. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. I really appreciate visiting with you guys this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us, Jeff.
Thank you guys for coming. It's a blast. Goodfellas and the Goodfellas Mobile Cigar Trolley. Find them on Facebook. Get all the info there.